What's going on, and welcome back to season 4 of the Life at Disney podcast, Disney College Program miniseries. I'm Josiah.
And I'm Holly.
Okay, so Holly, so neither one of us have been able to do a Disney College Program, unfortunately, right? But if you could, what would your role be?
Easy money. I would want to be a character attendant. I feel like walking around the park with your favorite characters, it's a vibe. I love it. I want that.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm thinking photo pass.
Ooh.
I feel like getting behind the camera, seeing everybody's cool moments, that would be fun.
Yes, I can definitely see that for you, for sure. And like what you're wearing right now, the bright green.
Yeah,
it's giving
photo
pass
you
a little
it.
Bit.
You see it?
Mm-hmm. I see the vision, yeah. Well, like you said, we didn't get to do a college program, but our guests today are currently on their program, and they're here to talk to us about their experience.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it. Welcome to the show, Gabby and Abby. We are so happy to have you here.
Hi.
Hi. So happy to be here.
I feel like we're kind of sitting down with like almost like a girl like pop group. Gabby,
ooh.
Abby. I like it. I like the vibes.
Yeah, we're a good team.
No, it's perfect.
Yeah. So at some point, we have to figure out like what your debut album is going to be called, you know.
Oh, that would be cute.
Whole photo shoot run and everything.
We get producer credit on it. Yeah. Okay, right. Anyway.
For everyone listening, can you introduce yourselves, your first name, your role, and something fun, Holly, what should they add?
Favorite Disney character. It's a classic.
Okay. I'm Gabby. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I am in merchandising. I'm in Epcot in America, Morocco, and International Gateway. And then my favorite character is going to be Princess Tiana.
Excellent. My name is Abby. I'm from Northern Kentucky. I am a resort custodian at All Star Movies. And I think my favorite Disney character probably has to be Elsa.
Ooh, do you like Elsa in Frozen 1 or Frozen 2? Do you have a preference?
Frozen 2.
Frozen 2, when she's like fully like in her power. She's like
the
queen of the universe.
The outfits.
Yeah, the outfits too, yeah. Okay, so tell us a little bit, how did you hear about the Disney College Program?
Well, actually, one of my classmates did the Disney College Program first. And when he came back, he was so excited about it. And I was like, oh, let me, you know, ask him about and stuff like that. So, and he was like, oh girl, you have to do it. Like, it's an experience. You'll never get anything else like that. Like, you have to do it. And I was like, okay. And I was convinced from then. And then, you know, you always have to talk to your mom. So I was on the phone with my mom and I was like, well, he said it was a good experience. And I think this will be fun after I graduate. So what do you think? And she was like, Disney? Yes. So I went ahead and, you know, got on my computer and clickety-clack, there I was.
We'd love to see it. And shout out to your classmate who got you here.
Yes.
For real. That's a real one.
Well, and shout out to your mom, too.
Yes.
Your push.
We love moms.
I'm in a sorority at my school, and when I first joined, I found out that everyone in my sorority family had done the Disney College Program before, and they were huge advocates of it. This was nothing I had ever heard of, so it was an entirely new thing. It was a program that changed their lives, and that had a big impact on my decision to apply. I was just like, well, if they like it so much, then I might as well give it a shot.
Yeah. Dynastic can go wrong? A little bit.
Yeah.
And it's always helpful to have people who have, that you know, who've had that experience too. Because it's like, all right, I trust you. You know, you're not going to leave me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
So you apply, and then you obviously get something back that says you're moving on to the next step. So what was the interview process like?
I think for me, it was a little scary just because I'm in college. I have, you know, classes going on and I'm also in a sorority.
Yes.
And I was on the exec board. So I'm like doing, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. So like when I first got that email, like, oh, you're moving on to the next process and you're going to interview. When I tell you I was on the YouTube, like, oh, Disney College Program interview, what are the questions like? Like, I like to be over prepared. So in between like my meetings and my classes, I was preparing, trying to figure out, oh, okay, you know, what's the best way to like show my enthusiasm, you know, through a phone, because you're not face to face, you know?
Yeah, I had sort of a similar experience, actually, because the interview came right at the end of the semester, which is a very busy time, have a lot of work piling up. So it was just one of those other things that I was trying to prepare for, did a lot of research on YouTube. And then I was also nervous for the fact that it was over the phone and not like a Zoom call or in person, because I consider myself someone who is very expressive, and I think that is a large appeal of me as an applicant. So I was trying to figure out a way that I could express how excited I was and how badly I wanted this and that I was motivated to do the work.
Yeah, so it seems like a lot of outside research. Let's go into like the actual interview and like what your experience was with that, tips that you would give to someone when they're doing their phone interview.
I think finding a quiet place, somewhere that you're like comfortable. I know a lot of people are in college and they're like little spaces that you can go to like do community work and stuff like that. That's where I did mine. I did it in my library because that's like my safe space. So I did it in a quiet space, and I always like to prepare like 30 to an hour like earlier than when my interview, like I kind of knew like what day and what kind of what time. So I got there an hour early, and I just, you know, calmed myself, listened to some music, chilled for a little bit, you know, talked to a really good friend, and then, you know, took a minute to have you heard of the it's called a power pose?
Yeah.
So yep. I literally went to the library bathroom and I was power posing. Oh, there goes Kermit.
He was power blown away by out. Your power
yeah,
pose.
You know, there we go. But yeah, I did my little power pose and I told myself, you're confident, you got this, you have nothing to be concerned about, you're amazing, let's do it. And then I sat back down and I did my interview.
Yeah. And it worked.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Abby, what about you?
Okay, I think my biggest tip would be to treat it like it's an actual interview. Another thing is, in most interviews, they're always going to ask you to tell us about yourself. Mm. So if you can come prepared with that, that'll get you off to a great start, make you feel more confident, be ready to lay out all of your skills and qualities. They want to talk to you. Don't be nervous. All the interviewers here were super duper nice, which is a big relief. But just have confidence, come prepared, do some research, and I think you'll be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you were to put together a playlist, because I think, Gabby, you mentioned listening to music, what genre of music for both of you gets you like the most amped or like the most prepared?
So probably my gym playlist, and that's more of like, it's alternative R&B. Mm-hmm. And it can be like it is a slow jam, which I'm like, why are you like, you know, waiting to a slow jam? But I kid you not, that just gets me like, yeah, I'm ready to go. Like, but yeah.
It's a good one. Raving to a slow jam. So that's the name of your debut album. Yeah. We found it.
Breaking into a slow jam.
Disney songs, of course.
Yeah.
Something upbeat, something cheery. One of those like hero songs. Frozen, it's definitely on there.
Mm-hmm. How about Coco?
Coco? Oh, Coco's definitely
Coco?
On there.
Stop.
No, that Coco might make you cry, though. I feel like, remember me, I'm just going to be like, hi, my name's Holly. Like, I'm excited to be on the Disney College program.
But Un Poco Loco?
Okay, yes, yes.
Ready to That's dance. My jam
so
right
valid.
There.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so something that we don't often talk about is like that time frame after you do your interview and before you get anything back, where you're kind of just like waiting and your expectations are high, you're kind of anxious, you're overthinking. How do you kind of like, what advice do you have for that specific point before you get anything back?
I would probably say just don't think about it. Don't. Again, I'm also an overthinker, so I literally had to put my phone down.
Try to remain as calm as you can. Trust that everything happens for a reason. I think the beauty of Disney as a company is that it'll be around for a very long time. So if this isn't the right time for you, don't let that be the most crushing, devastating feeling. But also have confidence in your interview. Know that you're a good applicant. Don't stress your out by checking like emails. It'll all be okay. Just keep your mind off of it. Get excited for Disney. Definitely don't spend all night watching TikTok videos about the Disney College program. That doesn't make you any less
Facts.
Nervous. But everything will work out as it should.
Yes. And in your case, obviously, it did. So what was that moment like? We'll start with you, Abby. Like, what was it like to finally get the notification you're in?
Oh my gosh, I was so excited. It was such an amazing moment because it was something that I wanted so bad. I think I'd spent that entire semester picturing myself here at Disney. I would walk around my campus more because I was like, I gotta get my steps up so I'm able to walk around the parks. But it was so rewarding, and I had such an incredible feeling of excitement towards my future and what this program was gonna do for me professionally and just emotionally. It was awesome.
I would say I was like very excited. I was actually in a sorority meeting and I got the email and I couldn't really like, you know, do anything other than like, you know what I mean? But after I got up, out of the meeting, I was jumping for joy because this program was also my internship class for my degree. So that was even more exciting that it was Disney. It wasn't something like, you know, boring, but but I was just so excited. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And I've only been to Disney once before this. So I was like, okay, well, I don't know much. So this is an opportunity for me to explore the parks, like truly and get into the lore of Disney. So yeah, I was super excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like I want to touch on that, like not necessarily knowing a lot about Disney going into that. Was that something that was maybe intimidating? Do you have advice for anyone who maybe isn't as familiar with the parks?
You learn as you go. And I think a lot of people don't have, some people have like a lot of Disney knowledge, but other people don't. And that was me. And you get to learn from those people as well. So it's just all a learning experience.
Yeah, totally. Abby, had you been to the parks before? Were you familiar with Disney or were you kind of in the same boat?
I had been to the parks a few summers with my family, but I think I was definitely lacking in the Disney movie knowledge and the Disney TV show knowledge. So I was a little nervous that, oh, everyone here is going to be so much more advanced for me. Like, we're not going to be able to bond over everything. I can talk about how much I love roller coasters, but are they going to want to hear that? And the answer is yes. You will find someone who has so many similar interests as you, so many different interests. I mean, everyone here has one thing in common, and that is Disney means something to them in some way. And to talk to people, learn about what that is, tell them about what it means for you has been really awesome.
Okay, so let's see. We've done the application, we've done the phone interview, we've gotten the notification that we are part of the Disney College program. What happens after that? I think one big question we hear a lot is around roles and role preferences. How does that work?
So during your interview, they ask, what are your preferred roles? And I've worked retail since I was like 15, 16. And I was like, please put me in merch. I beg, put me in merch. but so luckily I did get that merchandise role. And so then from there, they like kind of put you in a specific park or resort. So I really want to work in the parks. Like I said, I've never, you know, I haven't only been there once. So I was like, yeah, put me in the parks, please. So luckily I got Epcot. And so from there, I just did a little bit of research about like what building am I going to be in and stuff like that. It was just a quick, you know, Google search just to, you know, get my grounds to, you know, show my parents like, hey, this is exactly where I'll be working and stuff like that.
I think it's important to note that during the interview process, they had a section where you can put roles you're not really comfortable with. Mm-hmm. So like for me, I put, don't make me a lifeguard because I will not be good at saving anyone's life.
Oh, the swimming. Yeah. Important. Oh, swim. Yeah. If you're not a strong swimmer, just let's just go do another role.
But aside from that, you're able to kind of rank and order which ones you want to do the most. And in your interview, you have an opportunity to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes the selection process is kind of random, but they also want to make sure you're as happy and successful as possible in this program. And it's kind of nerve-wracking not knowing for sure what you're going to get, but it doesn't make or break the program. The program is not dependent upon your role. It is just one aspect of it.
Do you have any other advice for people who, because it's not guaranteed, right? Do you have any advice for people who may not get that role that they're looking for and just how to make the most of that moment?
I would say, honestly, like every role is fun. And you may not like, oh, that's not the role that I wanted, da, 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 but it's really when you either at the parks or the resort, you always get these guest interactions wherever you are in your role. And I feel like that's like the best part of it is you get to communicate with other people and learn like their experiences and stuff like that. And I will say like your other cast members really make this experience what it is. And especially like our coordinators and our leaders, wherever you are, they will make sure that your role is, you'll have like the best time there during your program. Yeah.
Be open-minded. this is a challenging experience, especially if you have never lived away from home before or you don't have a ton of work experience. But as long as you go in with an open mind, that's what's going to set you up for success.
Okay, so let's dive into your roles a little bit. We have merchandise and we have custodial. What is a day in the life in those roles look like?
So usually I'm working like the closing shifts. So it's usually hectic. There's a lot of guests coming in and out of the store. I'm also at mobility. That is helping with strollers and wheelchairs as well as ECVs. So there's just a lot going. So when you come in, wherever you're supposed to be going, go straight there. Hello, my name is Gabby. How can I help you today? Are y'all looking for a specific character? And most of the time, they usually are. So then you just, you know, point them, direct them to where they're supposed to go. If you are at mobility, you're just going to help out with wheelchairs. Make sure you grab the strollers and stuff like that. And then my favorite part, especially about mobility, is writing the name tags. You ask them like, oh, what name would you like on it? And you write it all nice and pretty, add some Mickeys in there, and I kid you not, it makes their day. And they're like, this is so nice. And I'm like, no problem. That's the Mickey way. And then, you know, you let them on their way, and, you know, and it's a great experience to just be around people 24/7 during our, like, you know, our busy shifts. And then at night we get to see the fireworks. And so it's really nice to enjoy that. And at the end of the day, we, you know, restock the store and make sure it looks nice for the next guest the next day.
I think there are two distinct sides to being in custodial, and I can only speak for what it means in the resort, not necessarily the parks. I know it's kind of different, but the first being you're responsible for keeping the area looking nice and clean. Sometimes we're called the showkeepers because Disney is all about the show and putting on just a performance for all of the guests. And so as the showkeepers, we make sure the stage looks nice and clean and there's no spills or something that a guest is going to slip on when you walk by, making sure everyone's safe. That's one side of it. There's a whole bunch of different things you can do cleaning wise. But the other side, and the side that's most important to me, is this is a really big role for guest interaction because the resorts have a lot of freedom and they have something that the parks don't, and it's the fact that guests are staying there and you have the chance to see them multiple times, which is a really big gem because you are now presented with this opportunity to form a more in-depth relationship with the guest, which just goes towards enhancing their overall experience. And that's my favorite part of this whole program, is being able to interact with everyone. One thing we're always told is if someone asks you for directions, you never point. You're like, oh, it's over there. You can find it. As a custodian.
You can find.
Yeah, good luck. Turn left and
there's signs, I think.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Good luck. But you're never supposed to do that. And as a custodian, we're supposed to be the people who can lead them there. And it's awesome. I will literally walk and go off for 20 minutes or so just talking with people. It's awesome. It's my favorite part.
I love what you said about sometimes just going off with a guest, and that really is so normal and almost expected. And like one of the best parts of working at Disney is like you really get to prioritize those guest interactions and like creating magical moments for them. So my question is, have either of you been able to create a magical moment for a guest?
Yes. So there was this couple who came into the store, and I kid you not, they were looking around, and I'm like, okay, they're searching for something. So I came up and I was like, hi, I'm Gabby. How can I help you? Is there a certain like character you're looking for? She was like, yes. So I'm looking for the orange bird ears. Is there any way, do you have them? Like, where can I find them? And unfortunately, because that was the mascot for Flower and Garden Festival, and the Flower and Garden Festival had ended the day before they had come. So most of the merchandise with the orange bird on it had already, you know, either been sold or has gone to the back. So I was like, you know what? Let me check the back because I might have seen one last pair of orange bird ears. And she was like, oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I was like, yeah, no problem.
I went to the back. I could not find these ears. Could not find them. And I was like, I know I saw these literally yesterday. There is no way I saw these. So I went to my coordinator. I was like, have you seen these orange bird ears? And she was like, actually, yeah, it's on the desk over here. It was on the coordinator desk. And I was like, oh, can I give this to a guest? And she was like, of course. So I came outside, and I kid you not, this guest was in tears. She was like, I've been searching for this orange bird, because they go to the Flower and Garden Festival every single year since they were married. Oh. And they always get the ears. And so this would, you know, this was their little trinket for their anniversary. So I was like, okay, yeah, here you are. Let's get you checked out. She was like, thank you so much. And I felt like so like happy that I was able to, one, find the ears, two, be able to make this a special moment for them.
So yeah. Sweet. Oh my gosh, they're gonna remember that forever.
For a long time. Yeah. And so will I, you know, because that was such a like a great moment.
That's awesome. I try to make magical moments as often as I can, because not only do I know that it makes a guest experience, but it also makes my day. I love when I can come in and know that I've had just a slightly positive impact on someone's day. But I'll give you a few short examples. One of my favorites is I was vacuuming one day, one of the carpets, super mundane task, something I've done a lot at this point. I'm just kind of droning on. I saw a little boy out of the corner of my eye, and he is just fascinated by this vacuum. It is the coolest thing he's ever seen. And so I look over, and like, I look at the mom, make a little eye contact, and I'm like, hey, come over here. And he comes over, and I was like, do you want to help me vacuum? Oh, he's like, yes. And so I lower the vacuum to a smaller set, and I'm like, come on, let's get this place cleaned up. And we're just like vacuuming. He's having a great time. The mom's taking a video. It's the simple little things. Another moment I can think of is custodians can do water art, which is a huge perk. And I was outside doing it one day, and I was just making some Mickey Mouses. And I look over, and I see a little girl. She's loving it. She's having a great time. And I was like, hey, do you want to help me finish this? I was like, I have a huge task for you. And she's like, okay, I got it. And I'm just like, I need you to help me make Mickey's ears. Only you can do it. This is the job for you. And so she's like, okay, I got it. And I give her the broom. She's doing it. They're perfect. It's just a simple little thing. And then I'm like, why don't you just like scribble around? Like, you're an artist. Show me some art. So she's like scribbling up and down the sidewalk. She's drawing princesses. Yeah. We're having a great time. But it's just, I love being able to do things like that. It really, it makes my day. Dude, I'm about to go apply for the college program. Just, those are such sweet stories. Like, I want to do that.
Yeah. I remember seeing somebody do that for the first time, and I'm like, man, I don't even know if I have the skills to be able to do this. But just the little things, right? It's Disney culture. Are there any things like the pins or ears or anything that you like to collect that's like, this is my piece of Disney culture?
That's a great question. I have a pair of ears, and I want to buy some more ears, specifically the up ears, like just like the book, because it has like the little grape soda one. So I'm trying to get into ear collecting and stuff like that. But that's going to be my first purchase. And then the second one is the Winnie the Pooh ears. Have you seen those?
Yes.
They're like the little tiny, so like his little, it's beautiful. And then we just got Rapunzel ears back, I believe, back in stock. And it's so cute. So probably next, you know. It would probably be the ears for sure.
Yeah. There's this thing that guests do sometimes called pixie dusting, where you're just like working and you either make a magical moment for them or they just want to be generous, but they give you a little gift. So, side note, my resort has this little activity that we do called the wave. And every night at 7:30, all the custodians gather outside by our entrance, and we have a speaker and lights and a bubble machine. And we have those little Mickey gloves that you wave. And we just have a dance party for 30 minutes. And people will come and join, lots of little kids. We're just waving people off, like coming back from the parks. It's awesome. But the other day, while we were doing that, there was a couple who came up and they gave all of us these little keychains that had a version of the little Mickey hand on it, because we all had them on. Oh. And I like to collect those things, those little pixie dust, try to keep them in my heart.
Those are really nice, because usually they will come around with like bracelets. Have you gotten a bracelet? Yeah, they'll come around with bracelets and stuff for us, which is like so nice. And I have like six of them now. Oh, wow. Like different ones, like Disney characters and like, you know, park themed and stuff like that.
I don't know why it's a thing, but around my resort, a lot of guests bring these really teeny tiny ducks. Yes. Is that a thing?
Yes.
I didn't know that was like a trend that it's people were doing.
I don't know, but it's cool.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We have them like all over our office. They're everywhere.
No way.
Yep.
Dang, I need to get into this. Okay, is it hard working in the parks or just like being on the college program? Because we were talking about like ears and stuff. The temptation to like buy them all, is that real? Because I feel like I'd be like spending all my money on everything.
Especially when a new lounge fly comes in.
No, not the lounge fly backpacks, not the backpacks.
The backpacks and the lugs.
The merch is too tempting, for real. Don't let me set foot on Disney property. I will buy everything.
So that kind of leads me, I mean, you know, you collect all this amazing stuff while you're here, but then there's that balance of like, well, what do I even bring down to Florida? You know, like you're trying to balance a little bit of both. So what was kind of your perspective of your space that you have and how much you're actually bringing with you? Because you know that there's only so much you can take back as well.
Well, that was the question because I'm a shopaholic. I love to shop. I have like tons of clothes. So when I was coming down to the Disney College program, I had my own apartment because I was just finishing up college. So my mom did not want to store all my stuff. So I had to get like a little storage unit just right next to my house. And I just put most of the stuff that I couldn't, you know, bring down here, mostly just like winter stuff. Like, because I'm from Northern Georgia, so we do get a little, you know, brisk. So I was like, we're going to Florida. No need for a coat. So I put all my winter stuff away, and I brought all my summer and like fall type stuff here. And then, you know, that gave me a little bit leeway of room for the Disney stuff. So, you know, once my program is over, that's going to be my parents' problem to pull back up.
Yep. So first, I have to say, I am a certified overpacker, so it was challenging trying to figure out what I should narrow down and bring here. One thing to say, I bought a lot when I came here. It was just the excitement of starting a new program and being at Disney, so I kind of wish I almost brought a little less of some of my Disney related things if I knew I was going to literally double the amount I had like within the first month of being here. And secondly, the clothing situation. I love clothes. Mm-hmm. I really love them. But you're working often, and when you work, you wear a uniform. So like 5 to 6 days of the week, I already have my clothes picked out. Yeah. So you kind of don't need to worry as much about having a lot of clothes that you need to be wearing all the time. Stuff to wear to the parks, stuff for your traditions and all of your welcome week stuff, like a nice little business casual. But just dorm-related stuff, because I came here probably... My semester ended, I went home for a week, and then I had the privilege of driving here in my car, and so I could bring a few more things. I know when people fly, it's even more challenging, but I basically just packed everything up for my dorm and then put it back in my car and kept it. Just classic college stuff. Mattress topper, huge help on these beds. Storage.
Recommend.
Big thing. Oh, yeah. But just pack yourself up and then take 1 or 2 or 10 things out because you don't really need them.
Yeah. What was it like transitioning from your own apartment and your own space, or like maybe your own dorm room, to coming in and having roommates and sharing a space and just meeting new people in general as well?
I think it's fun. I'm a very like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, let's do this. So like, it was kind of cool, especially because the first month I was actually by myself because I'm in a 2x2, so I have a roommate with me. But I was by myself, and I kid you not, I was like, I'm like kind of lonely. Like this is. I'm like, okay, I'm ready for a roommate. Like, whenever you want to give me one. And so when I finally got one, it was really cool. I connected with her. She's from Wisconsin, and so I was like, okay, well, this is someone, you know, different. They've never been where I've been, so you know, we got to swap stories. And she works food and beverage, so when we come home, we're always like, oh, what'd you do, like, you know, especially after training, because we didn't know, like, you know, how training was gonna go. So we were talking about it, and like the things that she did was different from what like I did, and so it was kind of cool to be able to talk to her. And then the people from across the side, it was kind of cool to talk to them because they work in Magic Kingdom, so they were like, it was so busy.
say. But it was just fun, like, being able to talk to people, and especially because Flamingo Crossings Village, they have a lot of events where you can go and meet people and get out of your room, so you don't feel like, oh, I'm, like, by myself, you know? Like, you get out there, you go swimming, mm-hmm. and you meet someone from France or, you know, from UK or from Mexico, and it's just, like, an awesome time, and especially just because, like I said, I'm bubbly. I literally talk to anybody, so it was fun. It was nice. It was a nice little transition for me.
Yeah. I have had experience living in the same room as someone before because I'm a junior in college, and so I'm kind of used to adjusting my habits to fit another person being there and learning how to respect their space, which is super duper important. I was very nervous because you don't know any information about who you're going to be living with, which originally it gave me a lot of anxiety, but now I'm grateful for it because it allowed me to not make any preconceived notions and overthink who I was going to be living with. So when I moved in, there are people already there. They had been working, they're already got busy schedules, but I've gotten really close with my roommates. It's been a great experience. Like she said before, Flamingo Crossing, they have a lot of welcome events. They make sure you're not feeling lonely, or if you're feeling homesick, they've got something that's going to help comfort you. And for a lot of people, this is their either first time living away from home, or sometimes being at Disney, it's easier to get homesick than being away at school, because for me personally, Disney was always a thing I did with my family, and I don't do my college classes with my family, so I kind of forget about them here, but there's a lot of memories. You'll have people to talk to. You just have to get out and take advantage of all of the opportunities they present to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I want to touch on that welcome week. So what is that first week like when you arrive on the program?
So that first week, it's actually kind of fun. It's a little stressful, but then fun. So that first week, you're moving in all your stuff. You're getting your IDs for getting into Flamingo's Crossings and finding your room and, you know, putting all your stuff away. And when I did it, it was like a bittersweet moment because my mom, we drove together. She helped me put some stuff inside of my apartment, but then her flight was literally an hour after, like, we got there. So she helped me with my bathroom, and she was like, all right, deuces. So I was like, you know, I was like, oh, mom. But after, once she left and I was by myself for a little bit, I was like, okay, breathe, what do we have to do? And luckily they give you like a schedule for your first day to make sure, like, hey, you need to be here, here, and here, and the rest of the day, have fun, enjoy yourself. And after that day, when we got through the background checks and doing all the, you know, the important documentation, that's when we got to do the 3-day, what was it, Disney park days.
The park admission, yeah.
The park admission days. And after that, I was like, bye, mom, love you. I'm going to Slinky Dog in Hollywood. And I had a blast of a time. I went with my roommates, and we just got to explore the parks before, you know, we started doing, like, Disney training and stuff like that mm-hmm. for our roles.
So, yeah. Yeah. It's better than my welcome week at college. It's more fun. I'll say that. Move-in was pretty good. It's Florida. It's hot. I think I forgot where I was moving to. So on welcome day, I was like, oh my gosh, like moving boxes and sweating. So dress appropriately, but also know that you do take your blue ID photo that will be your ID for your entire career at Disney. So like within the first like hour of being there. So you take that. So just keep that in the back of your head.
So gossify yourself a little bit.
Mm-hmm, just a little.
As much as you can, because that he will do your makeup.
If you're going to wear makeup, make sure you have like powder, something.
Setting spray, whatever you need to do.
Oh, yeah. So in between your move-in day and traditions, you have 3 free days where you can either choose to make 100 shopping trips, get all your stuff organized, or you can also go to the parks and start to feel super excited about Disney and just get a taste of what the rest of your time with this program is going to be like.
What is it like to be at Walt Disney World and surrounded by all of these leaders and people who have also done a Disney college program or an international program, or just they have that experience with Disney programs as a whole?
I think it's a really fun, like I said before, it's a learning experience. So everyone's going to have a different experience. So hearing other, like especially the international program cast members, it's always cool to hear how they got here and learn from them. And then again, like just swapping stories about, you know, how we made magic the day or yesterday or the day before that, and how they made magic as well. So
being around leaders who have been where you are is really inspirational, especially if you're someone who wants to try to further your career within the Disney company. This is an awesome place to start. If you're someone who is interested in Imagineering or like hospitality, casting, all these things, talk to half the people who are working as a higher up and they'll tell you this is exactly where they started. Doesn't matter your role, you don't have to be something that relates to a corporate position. I have talked to so many people who are like, I was in custodial and now I am working as a brand manager, or I was in food and beverage and now I am a leader of the resort concierge. I'm in charge of helping all these people navigate their program. It's really cool. It feels very down to earth, very achievable. And at the same time, they have been where you are, so they understand a lot of what you're going through. And to have something that you relate with your managers and your leaders is something you don't get in a lot of careers, especially at this young of an age. It's a really cool work dynamic.
Mm-hmm. So let's dive a little bit deeper on making connections. How would you compare and contrast like making friends or networking or whatever from the Disney College program to college? Is it the same? Is it different? What is it like?
I would say it's more exciting. That's for one. I know in college it can be a little, I guess, intimidating in a sense, just because like everybody is in their business suit. Everybody is like ready to resume, you know? And I'm like, oh, whoa. Like, you know, like I feel at Disney when I'm networking, everyone is very like welcoming, but like it's very calm. Mm-hmm. It's like a conversation.
I'll talk separately about making friends and networking and how they're kind of combined. But first, the difference between making friends at college and making friends here is colleges are usually very big and it's kind of hard to pick one direction and focus on it. But here at the DCP, you are put in an environment where a lot of people share the same interests. I mean, I'm a big musical theater fan, big Disney fan. It's hard to find literally an apartment complex where all of your neighbors are like, I also am a theater fan and I love like Disney. So that's a really cool experience. And then as a networking kind of professional stance, this is kind of the same thing where it's easier to pick a certain direction and go in it. But that's my favorite part of this program is so many opportunities for networking. I am a public relations major. So at my school, I do have a lot of places that I'm able to connect with fellow PR majors or people in the communications department, which is awesome. But here, there is such diversity in every aspect, and I'm able to talk to people in all different careers, which I think really helps make me a more well-rounded person.
Okay, so now that you guys have been on the program for a bit, was there anything that surprised you about this, like a pleasant surprise coming in you weren't expecting?
I would say probably that I am in different locations. I thought it was going to be just one location and you're just like stuck there. Luckily, I was able to go from America, Morocco, as well as International Gateway. So it's kind of nice from my day to day. I get to like see different things because sometimes I come into the International Gateway store, the World Traveler store, and I'm like, that's new. Like, I didn't see that before. Or they'll like switch around the store, especially over at the Art of Disney. We have different like prints as well as original artwork. So when you come in and, you know, your original artwork's not there anymore, and I'm like, oh, wait, didn't we have like a Kincaid over there? They're like, it's already gone. I'm like, all right, we got to learn a new one, you know? So it's kind of cool to like, you know, do different things and see different like art and then, you know, different merchandise as well. Mm-hmm.
I think for me, I don't know why I thought this, But when I heard, oh, I'm going to be doing the Disney College program, I was like, I'm only going to be working with people who are in college or who are around my age. But most of my fellow cast members are my age or older. And that surprised me and at first intimidated me because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not fit for this work. All these people have all these years of experience. What am I going to do? But it was pleasantly surprising. And being able to talk to someone who has been in this company for 25 years is really cool. And going off of that, something else that surprised me is the amount of diversity I'm exposed to. Like, I'm from Kentucky, so I didn't really grow up around a lot of diversity, but to be in a space where you're around people from different countries, from all across the US, all of different ages, all of different races and genders, like, it is really, really cool. And it is so interesting to talk to people who have lived a totally different life than you and share your life with them. That has absolutely exceeded my expectations and really played a part in why I love this program so much.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, they always say that Disney kind of gives you so many different resources to help you be successful as well. So is that something that you feel like kind of applies to your own stories and journey?
I would, especially the events that we have at Flamingo Crossings. Like, you're able to work with different people that you've never, you know, worked with before. And like she said, like, we have people from Japan and UK and, you know, all these other countries. So it's a really cool experience for sure.
That's awesome. Okay, Abby, what about you?
Yes, okay, this is a perfect time to talk about some of the learning sessions that Disney offers. They have a wide range of sessions that literally go from things like, oh, you can learn sign language basics, or the history of Epcot, or how to network. And they talk a lot about professional things, so like I said, networking. They have things like how to build up your LinkedIn profile or how to build your resume. They are so beyond useful. That's the perfect way to network because a lot of the people who are leading those sessions are not only fellow DCP alumni, but they are people who are working their way up in the company. And they have this thing called, it's like a little degree you can get if you take so many hours of these sessions. They're called a doctorate or a master's, which is an adorable name, but kind of gives you motivation to work towards that achievement and just really help build some of your professional, personal, financial. They have a lot of like financial classes. Build all of those skills and just help you in this program and in life. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah. So we often say the Disney College program is a stepping stone into what's next. And you guys have talked about this even today, where you've been able to meet so many people who started on the college program and are now really high up in the company doing really cool things. How do you feel like this program has set you up for whatever the next step is?
I think definitely it has built my leadership skills and also the way that I present myself. Because I will say, like I said, I'm a very bubbly person and sometimes I just talk really fast, really fast. So, you know, it allowed me to figure out like, hey, you need to calm down, slow down a little bit and let other people talk. Because I would just talk. So it's an experience that showed me like, okay, so let's figure out how to have a good or a great conversation while allowing them to talk about themselves and then allowing yourself to like give a little bit of tidbit of information that leads them to ask you more questions about yourself. So you're like networking just literally everywhere, like I said before. So yeah.
I am super grateful for all these skills that I feel like I'm learning while I'm here. I could go on and on, but in general, this is teaching me a lot about responsibility because I have never really had a job like this before. Not just, I mean, in like custodial, but such a long commitment that takes a lot of time and energy. So it's been teaching me how to navigate that. I'm also taking classes while I'm here, so time management has become a big learning lesson of mine, and what better place to do that than here. But within work, I have really learned a lot about teamwork, and through learning how to work well with others, I feel like I am building myself up as a leader, which is something I'm super passionate about. that's what I really want to take with me when I leave, is knowing that I'm a good leader. And I learned how to do that by watching my own leaders and seeing how me and my fellow cast members respond to them. I do it by figuring out what are my strengths, what are my weaknesses. I used to always say I was very adaptable. Every time I'd go to an interview, I'd be like, oh, I am adaptable. But then I got deployed, which basically means that for a little over 2 weeks, I was sent to a different resort. Right after I just got comfortable, finally knew everyone, was getting into a routine, they dropped me in this place where I was familiar with nothing. And I was like, I don't feel very adaptable now. And then they did that a few more times, and I was like, why do they keep doing this to me? But by the end of it, I was like, this has been a great learning experience. I now feel more confident being able to walk in an environment where I don't know anyone and no one knows me, yet still stand out, make an impact on my work, make a difference to those around me, and just take something from that experience. You learn something new at every resort I go. I've picked up something else and I bring it back. And even if the skills I'm learning are, oh, this is a better way to change this trash can than what I was doing before, but that's just transferable to keeping an open mind and learning that you don't know everything, because I didn't know a lot coming here. I don't know how to clean. But figuring out how to start from nothing and work your way up to then become someone who maybe your other coworkers look up to, that's my favorite, like, professional experience that I'm getting from here.
That's amazing. So we know that you have some time left on your program. So I'm going to say that before I ask this question. What are you going to miss the most?
Oh my gosh. Actually, I know exactly. My cast members, my fellow cast members. When I tell you, they really make my day. I walk in and everyone's just like, Gabby! And I'm like, hey guys. Like, I really enjoy it, and like, we laugh together. And in the Disney College program, people's programs are different, so everyone has like a different end date. So I've had a lot of cast members that I've come like really close with who have already left, and so I'm like, you know, I'm missing them, because like, cast members like really make it like and a great experience. So now that we have new CPs that have come into like World Traveler, as well as the Art of Disney store, it's kind of fun to connect with them as well and just make it a great day every day, you know?
Is it stereotypical if I just say the parks? I mean,
the parks are fun. Oh,
I feel like I'm here living in this Disney bubble, because life just isn't real here. If I have a bad day, I'm going to Magic Kingdom. I'm gonna miss that. It is an experience unlike anything else.
Mm-hmm. Grab a turkey leg, you know.
Yes.
You get it. What is your advice for someone who's maybe on the fence about doing the college program? We always say just do it. But beyond that, what advice do you have?
Just like she said, keep an open mind. Take every opportunity for what it is. Grasp it and go for it. Because you really never know where it'll take you or what you'll learn. Just keep putting yourself out there. And I think you should just, like you said, just do it.
Sometimes it's good to step out of your comfort zone. It's really scary moving to a new place, starting a job, especially if you've never done something like this before, living with complete strangers. It is a lot. I'm not gonna lie and say it isn't. But if you motivate yourself to push past some of your fears, you will be really grateful to yourself, because only you are going to be able to, you know, overstep your own boundaries. And that space of uncomfortability is where we grow as people. Or I always heard the saying where you make your own happiness. And I try to live by that as often as I can. And that's been really handy while I've been here, because there are challenging days. I think if you focus on them, you're not gonna have a good time. If you let yourself get down in the dumps, it's not gonna be a good program. But if you come here and you challenge yourself to make your own happiness, to make yourself go out to the parks, make yourself introduce yourself to other people, like go to all those learning sessions that Disney offers. If you do that for yourself, you will be so grateful. And it'll be the program of a lifetime. So just try it. Don't be scared. Just try it.
So I feel you on the certificates because I have my mini masters sitting on my desk at work and it just makes me feel like so proud. Like I accomplished something. I did something.
Very intelligent.
Yeah, exactly. So what is something that either, and I'll let you kind of pick which way you want to go with this, something that you wish you knew those first couple of weeks being on your program, or a resource that was actually pretty helpful during your first couple of weeks on the program?
So I would say the Pass and Go app, which is like a transportation app, because I came down here without my car. And so I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get from one place to another place. How am I going to get to the grocery store? Like, where, how? So it was kind of nice when they told us, I believe it was when we first move in, about the Pass and Go app and like how the transportation works. And it's not too hard to learn. And one thing about me is I like simplicity. During that first week, they give us like an email with like how our like schedule is going to be laid out. And it'll tell you where you're supposed to be going and as well as like how you're supposed to dress. So like I said, it was very organized and I knew exactly where I was going. I really like the app.
Going on the app train, we have this app called Cast Life, which is basically our kind of internal website that has every and all information that you might possibly need while you're here. It talks about discounts, events coming up. It's where you can see your schedule, very important, and request days off. That is literally my lifeline. That and this other website called Dorms, which is where you can go and locate all of Disney's offerings. So like those learning sessions I talked about. But also they have these really cool opportunities where you can get kind of a backstage insider tour of some of the rides. So I check that thing every single day, literally all the time. I'm one of those iPad kids who is constantly looking at their going to Cast Life. I can't help it. But something I wish I knew early on is during my training, I was scheduled for very early mornings, 7 a.m. I guess it's like not that early, but I'm a
no,
I'm
7 a.m. 7 a.m. It's early. I agree.
I wish I knew that was most likely going to change because now I work all p.m. shifts. But at first I was like, I can't do this. I cannot wake up every day at like 5:45 a.m. I just wish I knew that my schedule was gonna chill out. It was gonna regulate. It all works out.
I agree with that. Like when I first got here, I'm not an early morning person either. So I was waking up at 5 o'clock and I'm like, all right, gotta get it together. But then after training and doing more of like the closing shifts, it kind of made it a little bit easier for me to be like, okay, park day in the morning, go to work. All right, sleep. Like it was just, it gets easier as you go on and you like figure out like, oh, this is my position. This is how I do things. Like it gets way easier, and especially like I said, like I'm not a morning person, so once you go through that morning shifts, you're good to go after that. You can get through anything.
Okay, simple question: did this program meet your expectations?
Exceeded my expectations. Maybe it's just because I came in with such an open mind, but I was ready. Well, I was a little nervous, but I love it so much. I have learned so much. I'm so happy. I love my work. I feel so fulfilled by it. I love all of the amenities they have here. It is such a great environment. I'm astounded by how friendly everyone is. So yeah, this program has really blown me out of the water.
Oh, we'd love to hear it. Okay, so Josiah mentioned you guys both have a little bit more time left on your program. What are some goals you want to accomplish before your program ends?
So I have worked in every single park. So now my next goal is to work at every resort. So far I've done the Polynesian and the Grand Floridian. And I will say it's spectacular, especially with the decorations. It's like on theme every single one. I'm like, especially the Polynesian. Oh, I feel yes. Like I'm in Hawaii, like Bahamas, you know, yeah. Just
living the high life.
You know, really. And then the Grand Floridian. Beautiful, stunning, like very Met Gala, like you have the piano, yeah. And the guy is playing his piano. I'm like, Yes, I'm very posh right now.
Yes.
Like, it's so nice. So I'm ready to, like, you know, go to the other resorts and explore, you know, their merchandise because I like to shop well, you know.
You should come to All-Star Movies.
Oh, will do, will do. Yeah. Have to come over there, you know. But yeah, I just want to explore the resorts.
Yes. Earn my doctorate or one of those degrees. I got to go to all of those sessions and I want to become super informed.
Yeah. And then my last one. So is there a meal, a food, a snack, anything that you feel like someone has to try this. Like, this is the one thing that I need you to try if you come visit Walt Disney World.
Okay, so this is only for the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot because I've been just circling. So I would have to say, there's actually two things. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
No, like, I'm telling you, I've been just, ooh, let me get some of this. Ooh, what's this? Awesome, let's do it. France, they have a bakery. Get the macaroon. I think it's like a raspberry macaroon, and it's huge. It's great. I love it. It's fresh. It's not too sweet. It's perfect. Second thing. It's either gonna have to be the poutine right out of Canada, braised beef poutine.
Oh, stop.
Hands down, you get fries, you get meat, you get cheese. You can't ask for anything better. It's beautiful.
Oh, I have a big sweet tooth, and I'm gonna say there's this coconut tres leches cake that I know was at the festival favorites.
Yes.
Delicious. I could eat so many of those, so many. Yeah, gosh. Try that.
You guys have been amazing and giving us such good answers so far. We have a couple more questions from our Instagram, Official Disney Programs, from some of our followers. So would you be willing to answer some of those?
Of course. Awesome. All right, let's get started with the first one. This one is from Elizabeth. Thank you, Elizabeth. Okay, tips for self-care and time management on the Disney College Program.
Okay, so self-care, one. I would say on your break days, take your break day. Don't stress yourself out. Just, you know, sometimes you just need an indoors day because most of the time, well, like me, I'm usually in the park. I'm outside. I'm getting a lot of sun. So take your indoors day. Put on a good movie. Put on, you know, your moisturizer, whatever you need to do. And just, you know, enjoy yourself. Watch a good movie. Eat your favorite food. And just relax. Because sometimes it can be a very hectic week. And taking that time for yourself is very important, especially for your mental health.
Make sure you're getting enough sleep. This is kind of combining time management and self-care, but your schedule is gonna be funky. I work until like midnight, get home at like 1 every night. Even though that's late, you still need 8 hours. You still need to get your sleep. Just because you're coming home like late doesn't mean you still have to wake up at 8 a.m. Like, you'll adjust to your schedule. You'll figure out what time management hacks work for you, but definitely make sure you're getting enough sleep, getting enough water. It's so hot out here. Florida is...
Hydrate.
Yes. Sleep, eat, drink water. Take care of yourself, really.
Awesome. Okay, next question. Josiah, I'm going to give it to you.
So this one is from Emma, and she wants to know, should I bring my car?
I would say yes. Coming from a person who doesn't have a car, like, I will say the transportation is great if you're like flying from somewhere, like, and you don't have the option to bring your car. Girl, you're good. You like get on that bus and you're gonna get where you need to go. But if you have the option to bring your car, I say do it, just in case if, you know, you need to go do something else that's outside of where the transportation takes you. You know what I mean? So I say go ahead and bring your car. It's so worth it.
I love having my car here. I think it gives me a certain sense of freedom. There's a lot of cool things in Florida that you can go and explore, and having my car allows me to do that. Also, you get free parking at all the parks because you work here.
Okay, cool. So definitely sounds like you don't need a car, but if you want to bring one, you want to explore, amazing, go right ahead. Cool. Okay, last question comes from Julia. Julia asks, how does housing work? Do we get to choose what we would like to have?
So housing is like pretty good. So basically we fill out a form and you're going to put in your preferences for what type of area you would like to stay in. So you have your 4x4, which is four rooms. In that room, you get your own bathroom. And then a 4x2, which is your own room, but you're going to be sharing a bathroom with your suite mate. And then the 2x2, that means you're going to have a person in the room with you. You're sharing your room as well as a bathroom. So you don't always get your first preference, which is totally fine. Like I said, everything is a learning experience. So, but it's, like I said, it's always fun to, like, you know, learn about other people and talk to other people as well. And then if you have a medical accommodation, you can go through that process. And yeah, they make it like super easy so you understand like what you're getting into and where you're going. And they also have their website. So just in case if you wanted to see like the formulation of what the 2x2, the 4x4, the 4x2 look like, they're always on the website. So yeah.
And I think it's important to have full transparency and say you're most likely going to get a 2x2 and you're most likely going to share a room. But I think if you know that ahead of time, you'll be able to prepare yourself and kind of examine your own living habits and maybe what you can change or what's important to you. But I think living with someone is kind of a part of the experience. I mean, I'm very fortunate to have a close relationship with my roommate, but even if you don't, you're working a lot and you're going to the parks and you'll meet lots of other friends. So you're not home terribly often, but the space is very nice. You have a common space. They provide like utensils and dishes. There's washing machines.
And a huge TV.
And a huge TV. Very nice.
Gotta mention the TV.
Oh, yeah. And for rent, it's really nice because they take it out of your paycheck each week. And side note, they're always sure to schedule you enough hours so you're able to meet your rent. It is very low stress. As someone who is not very good with math and logistics, you don't have to really fill anything out weekly. They just do it for you, which was a huge relief for me. And also just the whole Flamingo Crossings complex has a lot of stuff. There's two swimming pools, so you can look forward to that. But yeah, housing's nice here.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to answer some of those questions. We actually have one more game for you all. So I'm going to reach back into our Spaceship Earth model. Hand this to you.
Thank you.
All right. This is going to be a little game of trivia. Are we ready?
Ooh, yes.
Okay. True or false, the first DCP participants lived at Vista Way?
Ooh. I'm going to go. You think true?
I'm just going to say false.
You're going to say false? Okay, we'll go false.
Yeah.
We'll go false. We'll go false. Right.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay!
It is false. They lived at Snow White Village.
Oh. Oh, cute.
Okay. This one, true or false? The DCP is older than Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park.
I'm going to go with true. You want to say true?
That's too random not to be true.
I'm going to go with true. Yeah, let's go with true.
You're on it. True.
Woo!
Disney's Animal Kingdom opened in 1998. DCP started in 1981.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow. It's a lot older then.
Yeah.
All right. True or false? You have to be currently enrolled in a college or university to apply for the DCP.
Ooh.
False.
Yes. False. The program is also open to recent grads for up to 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay.
We love our graduates.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then one more, true or false. The current Walt Disney World ambassadors, Shannon and Serena, are DCP alum.
True?
True, sure. Let's go with
locking
it.
In.
And the answer is true.
Whoa! 100%. 4 for 4. Let's go.
We're too good. We're just too good. Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for stopping by, answering our questions, playing this game with us. That is all we have for this episode, but just want to say thank you again, and it was so much fun talking to you all.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
The possibilities are truly endless when you're here on your Disney College program. Stay tuned for the next episode because we're going to chat with two people who are back for their second Disney College program.
And make sure you're following us on @officialDisneyPrograms on Instagram and Disney Programs on TikTok for all the latest updates and insights on the Disney College program. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
This episode of the Life at Disney podcast Disney College Program miniseries was produced by Matt Nixon, Kayla McCarty, Destiny Enriquez, Jane Wilson, Drew Morales, Brenna Crumble, Amanda Vitrano, and Jalen Holmes.
Creative support was provided by Joshua Davila. Production support was provided by Brandon Colon and Isabel Vickery.
Editing was completed by Hannah Butler.
Special thanks to our hosts, Holly Dudley and Josiah Williams, the Disney Programs Communications Team, the Disney Programs Recruitment Team, and our guests, Abby and Gabby.